Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Tom Rinaldi, you're on the Bears sideline. How are they feeling about this rivalry?
Well, Aaron Andrews called it spicy. It's a big week. We know how important this rivalry is. That was Ben Johnson's first message this week, directly echoing what he said 10 months ago in that opening presser. But he told us that when he interviewed to get this job, George McCaskey, the chairman of the Bears, stressed the importance of this rivalry to him. That's one of the reasons it was in his mind and one of the reasons he made those comments, guys.
Obviously, when it comes down to the wire like that and you're on the losing side of it, it's disappointing.
Well, that was a heck of a football game. Got to give the Bears a ton of credit. We knew that it was going to be a tough challenge, and it was exactly that.
Really close at the end, but give a lot of credit to Green Bay. They made a couple more plays than us.
Blitz coming. Love has time. Floats one. Watson. Down. Touchdown, Packers. Love loading up. Going deep. Down the field. Has a man. It's caught. Touchdown, Bo Melton. Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed.
That's a really good football team. We got a lot of respect. They got a good talent and good coaching. Caleb Williams, I mean, he is a tough guy to sack. And he made a ton of big-time throws tonight.
Play fake. Williams looking, throwing. It is caught. Touchdown! Oh, Olave Zaccheaus!
We're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, you know, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
And it all comes down to this fourth and one.
Bears team. They showed a lot of fight today, KB. That was a valiant effort. Hell of a football game.
There's a handshake, and Matt LaFleur's Packers take over first place in the NFC North.
You know, our guys do a good job of taking, you know, our lumps from this. We'll learn from it. We'll make our corrections, and we'll move on.
You or Ben say anything to each other, or was it just a blow-by handshake?
Oh, it's just, I think, quick handshake. I mean, we'll see him again in 2 weeks. So
cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We are glad that we are your choice on a Monday after the Bears play. And what type of Monday is it, Speegs?
It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. The Bears were the number one seed in the NFC.
Now they're number 7.
They're number 7. The Rams put up 45 points in the afternoon slot, the late afternoon slot.
Spent 1 minute talking about the Seahawks this year.
Woo!
Not 1 minute.
Dude.
And they are problematic.
Yeah, they really are. That Seahawks defense is outrageous. Maybe we'll see them in the playoffs. That Seahawks defense, since that game against the Rams when they got exposed, the defense has forced 8 turnovers and allowed a total of 9 points in 2 games.
Can we make a at some point this week, can we put in a segment where we just talk NFL?
Yeah, just like other NFL.
Because there's stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it really is. There's a lot of stuff.
Is the Kansas City thing over?
Might be over.
Feels like it's over.
That was the longest active streak in pro sports. 9 straight divisions in any of the pro sports. And now it's over.
Because Travis Kelce is just kind of out there now. And we'll do it later. Now let's talk Bears and Packers.
Let's do that.
We have not turned the page yet.
No, because there's a lot of stuff in that game to discuss. You know, my process, like I'm taking notes as we go, as I know you are, Lawrence, and then I write like sort of broad strokes if there's like things I want to get to. And I wrote in the first half a couple times a version of, the quarterback is the difference early. Like their guy, and it didn't end up being the entire story of the game because Caleb was magical in the second half.
But in rallying them and bringing them back, yes.
Absolutely. But in that first half, like that Bears offense could do very, very little, and Caleb was inaccurate, and maybe Ben didn't run it enough and everything like that. But Jordan Love had all kinds of touch on several different passes and then made big, big plays on those 2 early touchdowns in the first half.
He showed some special stuff, and he goes through these fits of efficiency. And last year, what was it, like an 8-game streak where it was like 15 touchdowns and 1 interception?
Yeah.
And he's on one of those right now where he's very efficient. That the interception was like, where did he think he was throwing the ball?
That was really weird. It was really weird, and the Bears couldn't capitalize, and that sucked.
But the other quarterbacking that he did, the winning from the pocket, the winning pre-snap, the recognizing coverages, and then offering a play that's going to take advantage of the covers that the Bears are in, and maybe Jalen Johnson is hurt still. He only played 66% of the snaps yesterday. Maybe he is still trying to figure out where he fits, because that the Melton touchdown, it looks like he kind of got lost and also may have been like, wait, there's a seam player here too. So I might need to check up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jaquan Brisker is like, please somebody help me. That guy is wide open and I'm supposed to be on the other side of the field.
Yeah, there's a couple things to touch on in there that Tom Brady can help us with. As we talk through Jordan Love and the Bears defense and figure out what was what. On the Melton touchdown, which makes it 14-3, in the final minute of the first half there. This is Tom Brady talking about, unfortunately, our guy Jalen Johnson and what he guesses was the issue.
Love loading up, going deep, down the field, has a man, it's caught! Touchdown, Bo Melton, and the Pack.
An absolute mix-up in coverage. It's zone. And here's Melton in the slot. It's a kind of a variation of cover two, but there's nobody on the back half of the field. And that's where Melton gets to. Love feels it. Enough time in the pocket with the pressure for Love to sit on his back foot and drop a dime right before half.
Pretty amazing. Bo Melton, who they try to convert to a quarterback this year. He hasn't been involved in the offense. It's only his 3rd catch, his 1st touchdown since 2023. But that's a biggie from up top from 45, and it's 14-3.
It's a zone coverage by the Bears defense, and it looks like too deep. But when Byard sinks in, Jalen Johnson needs to take his place in that back half of the field. When he gets nosy with Jaden Reed, then Melton gets behind it. And you look at Love surveying the field. Nobody really pressuring him all the time downfield. And he's got a great 3 ball. That moon ball that I love drops it in from the upper deck. And his receivers run underneath it.
That was pretty. Here's Blackwell in return for Chicago.
There's a couple things in there that are interesting to me. One, Right. Reed flies up the seam, and it looks like Jalen jumps him, but I'm not an expert on coverages. It just felt like he didn't get enough depth, because if he had gotten enough depth, he could have made a play on both guys. And instead of kind of being stuck in between, I'd love to know what was supposed to happen on that play. Maybe DA will say something about it later on this week.
I bet he won't, because Ben didn't today. Ben was talked about it today and flat out said there was a mix up in coverage, but wouldn't say who it was.
Yeah,
I think that was deference to Jalen.
I think so too.
Battled to come back.
Yeah, because I don't suspect that Byard and or Brisker both got it wrong. Like I hate to say I saw it like Tom, because obviously I can't.
No,
but
you did. I can say you did in real time in the thread. And Tom saw it that way, and then Big Z this morning in 10 Thoughts guessed the exact same thing, and then Ben didn't want to go there. And I thought Adam Hogue on the show about an hour ago saying that Jalen Johnson didn't play in camp and hasn't been able to practice much, and if he was asked to do something like that, like, hey, Jalen, you got to drop back and be the other half of the safety, that's a different role than Jalen has had for the entirety of his career.
He looked a little out of it the entire game. And whether it was the way he was lined up or the way he was moving, I don't know if he was completely comfortable physically or mentally with what was going on inside of the game. He, like, that guy has great instincts, right? So seeing him not look like he has great instincts was jarring yesterday. When we've seen this team be ball hawks, we've seen them go get it, whether it's Nashawn Wright or Byard. We've seen Jaquan Brisker have a couple of brilliant moments playing safety as well. And obviously, like, we've seen Jalen be great. It just looked like I was watching a guy who wasn't quite with it yesterday. And I was concerned, honestly. Like, I was sitting there going, is he all right? Because he looked a step slow to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because you're caught in between on some of this stuff, and you're fighting some of your instincts in being asked to do different stuff.
Well, there were a couple times. One is the big Josh Jacobs run before the touchdown to go up 28-21, where Jalen kind of reached out with an arm tackle that looked like either a business decision or not quite being ready to offer his full body, or however you want to say that.
And I look, ordinarily Jalen is in this time slot, so I don't want it to just seem like I'm giving excuses for him. But I do wonder in that moment, is he seeing Jervon Dexter and thinking, I'm going to get crunched on this play by my own teammate? Either way, that ends up being a huge play that he didn't make.
It does. And there, I mean, there was another moment. There was a Jaden Reed end around earlier when the Bears were down 14-11 after the Manungai touchdown, that there were some arm tackles missed. And then that's when Jordan Love showed his
moxie.
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who sat behind Aaron Rodgers for 3 years. And now he's in year six. He's got a lot more experience than Caleb. It's a lot, and he's really damn smart. They were in man defense for several plays in a row, and just before this play, Jordan Love saw that and signaled to his guy, Christian Watson.
Because you're man up against C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and it's not really what he does. Like, he can do it, but that's not what he's out there to do.
This is Tom Brady on that play.
Love on a play fake. Quick throw. Watson with the speed. Uh-oh! Christian Watson in a foot race, and he's going to win it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Great execution. A three-man man-beater concept. Reed runs a diagonal, and then Christian Watson on Gardner Johnson on the slant. and that's just to open space. You put all those bodies at the line of scrimmage like the Bears defense did, and there's nothing at the second level. All it takes is a good release, a good accurate throw with run after catch, and then Watson takes it to the crib. I love the command that Jordan Love has here. He sees all three corners matched up. He knows it's cover one. Watch the little hand signal right there. Okay, this is, we're going to change the route. You see Christian Watson signal it to Dobbs, communicate it. Perfect man beater, that inside slant, and with no help inside, they said all it is, put that ball 1 foot in front of the numbers to your speedy receiver, and then let him take it to the house.
Look, that's high-level quarterback play. That's like 300-level stuff. I don't know. We're not watching.
And receiver play.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely having that relationship. We don't know if a second-year guy like Drake May is doing that. I haven't seen it enough. I don't watch those games enough. I don't know if a second-year guy like Bo Nix is doing that. I haven't seen it enough. I don't believe that Caleb is necessarily ready to do that. We haven't seen it yet. But, I mean, that's a guy in year six who sat behind Aaron Rodgers for 3 years.
Let me ask another Jalen hypothetical. If it's 100% Jalen, is he with Christian Watson?
That's a great question. And it ties the issues together here. I think Jalen, we know for a fact, he has said so, that he dreams of that role. Just go ahead. You cover him.
They get on him. They've got guys that can run. Reed can run. Dobbs can run. So, I mean, it's but he's, I think, their most electric receiver. Watson, I think, he's their most electric guy.
Yep.
So is that one of those things where DA's like, I would love to put Jalen on him, but he's not quite where he needs to be. And we don't have Kyler. So, you know, CJ's done a great job.
Yeah.
So let's hope we don't get caught.
Yeah,
and they got caught.
And I don't know if there was motion that messed things up and caused a switch, but CJ's not the guy you want on Christian Watson in man like that. He's not. I think DA got caught. DA got caught by a very good veteran quarterback who elevates them. Packers are good, man.
They are. And Jordan Love yesterday, his numbers were pretty spectacular. He did have the kind of interception, but he ends the game with incredible numbers and played one hell of a game.
And the Bears defense has been really good in tackling this year. Whether you look at PFF or, you know, Pro Football Reference has missed tackles, however you look at it.
Or just, I mean, you don't even need
just your eye test.
Yeah, the eye test will tell you. Like, they took on Jalen and they took on Saquon last week. And
yeah.
They tackle people.
Yeah, they do. And I thought DeMarco Jackson got run through a couple of times yesterday. You know, it's good to see TJ Edwards back. But, yeah, there were some missed tackles that were costly yesterday.
People have been waiting. They will have to wait no longer. Young Alex has made it back from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
He has got tales to tell about his trip up there and the night and the day that he and his boys had on their trip to Lambeau Field.
And also a friend of the show got called into duty at halftime last night during that game as well. So we will cover all of that.
That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Just in terms of playing at Lambeau, you know, this is my seventh year in the division, and I do think there's some aura that comes with playing here, you know, and competing here. I love it for our guys. There's, you know, this is what the football gods made football to be, you know, cold weather in December like this, and Green Bay, Chicago, I think that's outstanding.
There was me, that is Alex, and my three droogs. That is Pete, Georgie, and Dim. And we sat in the Corova Milk Bar trying to make up our Razoo Dogs what to do with the evening.
Alex and his three droogs made it to where the football gods want football to be played.
How was your trip, Alex?
Eventful, guys. We got the full Wisconsin Green Bay experience, and it was almost exactly how everybody described it. From the over welcoming Wisconsinites to the thick accent, man. The sort of,
you were way up there.
Yeah, we were way up there. But it's like it's almost like a psychological warfare that these people use, where they're overly nice, but also like give you the middle finger at the same time.
That's interesting.
So that's how I feel about Notre Dame. No offense, Tanny.
We stayed at an Airbnb in Denmark, Wisconsin, and town of 2,500. And there's a bar about two blocks away called Rookies. So
that's perfect.
We show up at this place at about 7 o'clock, right between the Big Ten, the end of the SEC championship game, the beginning of the Big Ten championship game. We go up into this bar.
High tide.
All Bears gear. I have my buddy Nick. He's like, we're like, are we going to wear Bears gear here? He's like, I'm not changing. So we walk in this place, and within about 5 minutes, this lady comes over, is like, oh, you guys are Bears fans? Like, oh, hey, like welcoming. Oh, we're so happy you're here.
Hey, there.
Some of the worst accent work we've had on the station.
We hope we hope you have fun, but not too much fun.
You sent us a picture of the menu from Rookies in Denmark, Wisconsin. The cheeseburger was what, $6.95, something like that?
$5.95.
Yeah, burger basket, less than $6. Yeah. You get the munchie basket for less than $14.
The munchie basket, you gotta do that.
You didn't do it.
The munchie, I'm looking at the Rookies Bar and Grill right now.
Okay.
And I got the menu here. The munchie basket includes fries, cheese curds, mozzarella sticks, which seems a little redundant. Onion rings and chicken strips for $13.95.
You can't afford not to get the munchie.
You order
basket.
Two of those, you're good for the night.
We ordered a lot of stuff, but we did not order the munchie basket.
How dare you?
Ridiculous. But we're talking this very nice lady, and then all of a sudden, the song comes on. You guys know the song I'm talking about?
I don't want to work.
No, not that one. That one's the worst.
I always thought Jonathan Brammeier did that song.
It's Todd Rundgren.
I know.
The Bear Down
The Bears Still Suck. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, of course.
The one that they sing.
They really, 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 really
5 minutes, yes. That song comes on.
Within 5 minutes of your arrival.
Of our arrival, that song is played. And it must have been played at least six times throughout the night.
So you got the John Mulaney treatment.
Yeah.
Someone went to the jukebox and put in a dollar.
Wow.
Yes, this song comes on. And so... All right, please turn this off. Please turn this off.
Why does this guy sound like Sebastian Maniscalco?
That's a good question.
Aren't you embarrassed?
This is where the psychological warfare comes in, because this song is now stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, it is completely stuck in my head.
It would be gone if the Bears had won.
Yeah, it would have. But then the owner comes in, and the owner of the bar is apparently the youngest bar owner in Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
And he...
was 11 years old.
23, I believe. 23 okay. years old. This gentleman comes in and
he's on the cover of Denmark Magazine. Meet Wisconsin's youngest bar owner.
He strikes up a conversation with us. And then all of a sudden, I look up at the TV in the 2010 NFC Championship game.
Oh!
My God, were they trolling
you? Is on the
you?
TV.
What
and
the?
He brings out the big foam beer holder, like the hand... You put the big foam thing on, and holds the beer, and the game is on. He's like buying us shots, but keeps playing the song over. My God.
How many of you ended up fighting him? Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's too much.
As I said in our group thread, you put that game on, I'm calling the health department. Like, yeah, I saw a rat here at Rookies, you know?
Right there in the middle of the munchie basket.
Hey, Speaks, I'm looking at another one of their menus.
Yeah.
You know what a cup of soup goes for at Rookie's Bar and Grill?
$2.75.
$2.95.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You can get a bowl for $4.45.
I'm going right now. I could probably buy a house for $11. Okay. All right, so how about the game? How was your game experience?
The game experience was pretty remarkable other than the ending. The seats were great. The atmosphere, I've been to playoff games. I've been to championship games. That was a playoff game, guys. That felt like a full-fledged playoff game. The atmosphere, the energy, the fact that it was one of the best games I've seen all year. And Caleb Williams in the second half was just remarkable. Like, just that performance he put on. But the banter between the two fan bases, once again, it's like the... Oh, we're so happy. If I had a dollar for every time I heard, oh, we're so happy to have you here, but we hope you don't have too much fun. The dumbest things that I heard all day. You ready for this one?
Yes, please. Yes.
So Packers fans cannot stand Matt LaFleur. They were starting to get a little, LaFleur!
Why can't we all get along?
Yeah, well, here's where they tried to do the, let's all get along thing. They're like, oh yeah, Ben Johnson's a terrible coach too, you know, and we hate LaFleur, so we both have bad coaches. I'm like, what
planet are you talking?
Yeah, correct. What planet? And then there was a guy that was like, I heard the Bears are moving to Arlington Heights, which isn't in Chicago, and why would you want to go all the way up there to watch a football game? And I'm like, sir, do you know where we're at right now? Like, what are you talking about? But as I said, a great experience all around, other than the ending.
How about your warm weather clothes?
Yeah.
Did they hook you up? Were you okay?
I was completely fine, other than my feet getting a little bit cold. And the amount of layers I wear.
People told you to do cardboard.
And I did everything but cardboard.
Oh.
But
deserve that.
Yes. I stayed completely warm. The drive there and back with like 12 layers, you're sitting in a warm car. I thought I was going to pass out a couple of times, but all in all, I survived the elements, and I thought the Bears were going to win that game, and every Bears fan that I ran into, even down 14-3 at the half, thought the Bears were going to win that game.
What was your favorite part of the stadium?
Not that.
I always thought this was Johnny B did this.
I just thought it was a college-type atmosphere. Like, in the NFL, you don't have a lot of old stadiums that are kind of in the middle of nowhere where everybody is going and tailgating at lots in people's lawns. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of new brand new state-of-the-art stadiums, and this was like the closest thing to a college like SEC Big Ten atmosphere that I think exists in the NFL.
That's a good call. That's a good call by Alex Kuhn. That's the way that place can feel. I also enjoy the way that they made the old new with building that like that mall that they built around it, and so you're able to like walk through and then you get to the historic part. I think they nailed the updating that they did to Lambeau.
I'm glad that you had a good time, man. Like those are the types of things that you should do. Like you're young, you're excited to be places, and
yeah,
it's a really awesome place to go. It just takes a lot to get there.
Yeah, it's just in Wisconsin. That's the problem with it.
No, I mean, Wisconsin's fine, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it has their moments.
Wow.
I mean, all over the country, Wisconsin is fine. But all over the country, it's
like Madison's so pretty.
In Arizona, by the way, your occasional home, yeah. Your occasional land of
you can
Arizona.
Call it my second home. That's fine.
They got the local game. They got the Rams and the Cardinals on the local broadcast.
Yeah, there were a lot of people not happy about that.
Yeah,
down there because that's a second home for a lot of Chicagoans and Wisconsinites.
I will say that's probably my last time going there.
You did in you that. Crossed it off yeah. the list.
You're one and done.
Yeah, it's a long drive to wherever that is. And
have you been to Minneapolis yet?
No, we're thinking about next year.
Put it on the list.
That's where we're going to go.
Kevin Warren built that stadium. Just ask
so
him about it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about it.
You're not going to hear from Kevin Warren ever again.
Yeah, but the shovels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We only got a few weeks left. That's a good point. We should do a countdown to shovels in the ground. Our good friend, the stand-up comic Daniel Van Kirk, was at a Bears bar in Boston, and it looked awesome. I think Daniel's here with us. Daniel, what was that place, and was it as awesome as it seemed?
they did a great job. There was a lot of Chicago expats, and they didn't know that you need to show up early, so I got the best table in the place and was not one of part of their core group, but that's on their own fault. You early and often is Chicago motto, so.
Mm-hmm. And you got called into duty at halftime, is that right?
Dude. So they asked who I was, somebody followed me on Instagram, then they watched some of the clips from stand up, and so they started saying, "Hey, at halftime you're going to do stand up." And I said, "No one wants to hear this." And that they said, "No, everybody does." And I'm like, "Nah, there's going to be one mad guy in here who's going to throw a pint glass at me." And then they said, "No, please do it. Do your Wisconsin material." And I got plenty of that. So I made fun of the Wisconsin Dells and the lack of a drinking age in the great state of Wisconsin and did about 6 minutes and have video of it.
So they needed you to do a hot six because people were feeling down about how the Bears were playing.
Yeah, yeah. And then when the game ended, they're like, "We need you back up on that mic." And I go, "I will be outside crying."
Yeah, I know you were hurt. But give us a taste of the Wisconsin stuff that worked, because I think you're responsible for the second half charge, clearly.
Oh, I did. I changed the vibes. Well, I mean, first of all, you know, I talked a lot about the Dells. The Dells is like if Branson, Missouri and Las Vegas had a one-night stand and they were forced to keep the child. That's how you get to Wisconsin Dells,
wow.
AKA the number one handoff spot for broken marriages with children involved. You that just leave accurate. Them at Pirate's Cove to play 72 holes of miniature golf, and Dad will show up at some point in the next 3 hours to get you with his new girlfriend, Tiffany.
Tiffany seems nice, though, in his defense.
She does seem nice. She does. She's a bit of a thief, but other than that, she's nice.
That's okay. She's born and raised up there. And then you got sad. Did you feel like that was a moral victory or not at the end, sir?
Okay. Well, I mean, moral victories are only for people who have been designated the loser. And I do appreciate the halftime adjustments. I will say that made me feel good. I think I said something to you similar to this, that a lot of times the Bears lose because of halftime adjustments. I think one of the best things as part of the legacy of what Belichick did with the Patriots was their ability to halftime adjust, and you see that with winners. And the Bears made great halftime adjustments, and for a while, it felt like we were all going to be in a cool rivalry again. It's you know, it's the 90s. Hip hop is awesome. Cocaine's cool. And we're going to have a great night. And it didn't end up that way.
I've been dying to ask you, will you be part of Bro Hartman's cabinet when he becomes the senator from New Jersey on the morning show?
I would love to. Doing that show, for everybody else, I did a quick little Don't Blink scene on the morning show, and Boyd Holbrook, who plays Bro Hartman, was one of the coolest guys I've ever met. This was him coming off the heels of playing Johnny Cash in the Bob Dylan movie.
Wow.
And I just got to spend the day hanging out with him, and I was like, you are advertised. Very, very cool. So, yes, if he wants me, I am there.
Can we see the Wisconsin material? Can we see this stand-up clip? Are you going to put it out?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got a clip about Wisconsin at the top of my Instagram right now, at Daniel Van Kirk. And then if you go to watch Rose Gold, my special on YouTube, it's broken up into chapters right there on the timeline, so you can go straight to the Wisconsin stuff.
So in case any Bears fan needs to like reassert their Wisconsin superiority, you're offering.
Yeah. That's yeah. Good. So I have to ask you guys really quick, and I know you got the show to do and everything, but I've been running around Boston all day dodging hockey pucks and yelling at people for fun. Are people mad about the no timeout with a minute 24 left, and then we're going to take 45 seconds to run a play, and if we don't get it, we're going to need to call that timeout anyway?
Spiegs is mad about it.
I was.
I'm hot about it.
Go for it.
You know, be a score caller. Okay, if you know, how you doing? This is Doug. This is Doug from up above. I'm going to tell you guys something right now. If you know you're not going to use that timeout, run the play faster. Get up on the ball. Let's not treat this like my second nephew's christening, and we got 5 hours to get through this before I get some ziti. What are we doing, lollygagging like we're at a garage sale while the missus tries to negotiate $4 off of a Davenport? Because you don't want to call a play. I've been to high school plays of Romeo and Juliet with two intermissions that took less time than the Bears did to run it on third down. And you know that if it doesn't work out well, you're going to need a timeout, okay? It's called being above 65 and trying to have a romantic night with the missus. You might need a timeout in there. So let's get to it.
That's fair. They missed their chance.
Oh, it's more than fair. And then he calls it. He runs his play, and he goes sprinting up to the line like he's a kid too excited for a track race. And he can't even look down. Everybody knows if you got a chance to hit a DJ, you take it. Instead, we must have thought we signed DJ less, OB, because I want DJ more.
Not DJ less.
OB's not there with you.
DJ less did overnights here.
He really did. He was great
for a long time.
Oh, well, thank you, Doug and Daniel. It's great to hear from both of you.
I love you both, and I might have been talking like Doug, but that is 100% how I feel, and it was therapeutic to get that off my chest in that way, so thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much.
$15 copay can be Venmo'd directly. Thank you, sir.
I love you both.
He's the best.
That's Daniel Van Kirk. He's great.
He really is.
Can you imagine, like... All right, let's put you're an entertainer.
Yeah.
Let's say that you're at a bar and you're not on home turf.
Right.
And someone's like, Speech, can you go up and sing for 10 minutes?
I've been in that situation, but like if there's another band that's playing, you know what I mean? Like, hey, can you come sit in or whatever? But like to be asked to go ahead and do stand-up when you're annoyed at the first half of the football game, you just what? But thankfully, he had lots of Wisconsin material ready to go.
He had a lot. Danny, what are we doing next?
Well, you know, the second most popular, longest running rivalry that's not really a rivalry, it's very one-sided, continue to roll on today on The Score.
All right. Oh yeah, that's right. That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
You see Love, he recognizes the cover zero blitz. He recognizes Byard's one-on-one on Watson. He checks. It sounds like he said ridge on the TV, but I'll let, you know, all the former quarterbacks talk about that on Twitter and on ESPN, tripping over each other. Right?
I'll let you know what Chase Daniels says.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Him and Dan Orlovsky call each other. They're racing. They're racing each other to get that on Twitter, right?
Oh man, Olin resents that all the quarterbacks are out there. He's like, where are the offensive lineman analysts? Where are they? Olin's one of them, and he's damn good. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
I caught that you played Hawaiian Sophie there, Tanny. That is quality work by you. Quality. This show works on many, many levels.
Hey, by the way, tonight the Chargers host the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Coverage begins at 6:30 with kickoff at 7:15 right here on the Score and the Odyssey app.
So is Olin and Dustino, is that another, we have another matchup this week?
Oh, you bet we do, Lawrence.
Let's go.
So Dustin was talking about taking another look at the film because they were talking about the decisions at the end of the game. And here's what Dustin said about taking a look at the film.
I would like to get another version of the tape. I don't know how I personally would get access. We hear all the bigger people talk about the all 22 all the time. You know, the all 22. I think Caleb could have gotten the first down.
Okay. The bigger people.
You can
just get NFL Plus.
NFL Plus or go on the Scores account of NFL Plus and watch the all 22.
You can just do that.
You can have your own account if you want.
But he's not one of the bigger people.
Yeah, so that was at 6:15, and Olin's hits at 7. And Olin heard that, naturally. Olin's always, doing the homework, listening. Mm-hmm. And here's Olin's response to the bigger people comment.
Man, I wonder if Caleb could have made that, could have ran that ball, because the way he runs the ball, how fast he is, how good of an athlete he is. And I heard Dustin talking about, we'll wait for the big guys come on with the all 22. You know, the big guys, they talk about all 22. I think that's what Dustin said. And I started laughing, and I thought, man, I think he's talking about me. But anyway, He might have been able to make that run with how good, how strong he is, how he runs the ball, Mully. But obviously, has two really good linebackers right there chasing him down. Obviously, DJ Moore comes open late, but someone is chasing Caleb from behind, and he has to have to flip his hips and make a great throw with his arm, which you guys saw the throw he had to Zacchaeus, which if you want to watch something, Dustin, I know Dustin's listening to this for all 22. Watch that throw. It's unbelievable for all 22. Listen, flip his hips, make that throw.
Olin, as one of the big guys who probably watched the all 22 so far.
That's nice work by Mr. David.
Yeah, really. Well, ooh, speaking of nice work by Mr. David. Props for his direct questioning of Crane Kenny on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday morning.
Baseball?
Woo!
ITC?
ITC. Inside the Clubhouse. That's correct.
Hey, we've got our Heisman finalists.
We do?
Julian Sayin, Diego Pavia, Fernando Mendoza, and my guy Jeremiah Love. I'm glad that he belongs in New York.
Your guy, Lawrence, huh? Your guy.
If you've been listening to the House of L podcast, I've been saying all year that he belongs in New York.
You also did say Notre Dame would go on a run after they were 0-2. I don't forget.
I did.
Smart men.
I know a little college football. A little bit. And we're not good, but we're better than half the field. Roll Tide.
Man. Lose a game, get in. No problem.
High Tide!
High Tide. High Tide.
Get in.
We'll see you, Oklahoma. We got some speaks that we need to have with you.
That's a wrap.
Fernando Mendoza is a very animated young man.
People are getting on him for that post-game interview. I feel like there's
Yeah. Because he looked to camera and did what he did?
Yeah, I felt like he was in the moment.
He was feeling
it. And he was in the spirit.
It's funny because I didn't know that there was any coverage going to that. I almost brought it up because it was like a little jarring and I thought about it. Like the rest of the night, and I was like, well, he knows there's a camera there. He's like doing his thing.
I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go.
I mean, it was entertaining, but it was like, this is a different generation than the one that I'm in. That's what I kept thinking, was like, this was a very aware and passionate generation who knows exactly what they're doing.
I didn't have a problem with it. He's also had just a tremendous year. I think that he's probably going to win it. But Diego Pavia, man, that dude's put up numbers. And Jeremiah Love for sure deserves to be there. Julian Sayin, I felt like had a chance to take it on Saturday, and he did not.
He really definitely did not.
Would people get it if Marcelo Hernandez on SNL went full Mendoza for his next impersonation?
He really should.
That just would five be a people. Good call.
Yeah,
but you do the whole thing. You dress him up, yeah. Right? Like you put him in the Indiana uniform and
everything's flipping. Yeah.
Yeah, but that might be punching down. You have to have him come. He has to be there.
You invite
you to
him
do
there.
It.
Well, during the Heisman, they still do it in New York?
Yeah. Bring him right over after he wins the Heisman on Saturday.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I feel like that's a really good idea.
That is a really good. Good job, Tanny. When that's on, you're going to win. I don't know.
Tanny's a really good producer.
He really is.
So is Alex. And for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Spiegel and Holmes, 2-6 here on The Score.
Wow, this has just been such a pleasure. I'm such a lucky boy. I can't wait to go home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.